August 2, 1899.
Correspondence to Jesus.
This morning, my adorable Jesus made himself seen all afflicted and almost indignant with men, threatening to send the usual chastisements and to make people die suddenly under lightnings, hail, and fire. I prayed him very much to placate himself, and Jesus told me,
"The iniquities that rise from the earth up to heaven are so many that if prayer and souls who are victim before me were missing for a quarter of an hour, I would make fire come out of the earth and inundate the people."
Then he added,
"See how many graces I was to pour upon the creatures. But since I find no correspondence, I am forced to retain them within myself. Even more, they make me change them into chastisement. Be careful, you, O my daughter, to correspond to me in the so many graces I am pouring into you. Because correspondence is the open door to let me enter into the heart and form in it my dwelling. Correspondence is like that good welcome, that esteem, which is used with people when they come to visit us, in such a way that, drawn by that respect, by those affable manners used with them, they are forced to come again, and reach the point of not being able to detach themselves. Everything is in corresponding to me, and according to how souls correspond to me and treat me on earth, so will I behave with them in heaven. Making them find the doors open, I will invite the whole celestial court to welcome them, and I will place them on the most sublime throne. But it will be all the opposite for those who do not correspond to me."